Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited about having Adrienne Ott back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Adrienne is a business strategist. She does that professionally. She's a founder of Exponential Edge, Inc., and which is a well-respected strategic consulting company. She has worked with companies like yours and mine and larger to help them put their best foot forward. She's the author of the new book, A 24-Hour Customer, which is absolutely right on the money. And we're going to talk. She's going to help us. Adrienne's going to help us kick off National Customer Service Week. Adrienne Ott, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thanks for having me again.
It's good to have you back, Adrienne. And as you know, this is National Customer Service Week. As my friend Joanna Brandy would say, National Customer Care Week. She doesn't like the customer service thing, but whatever you call it, it's all about those very important people in the lives of our small businesses, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, Jim. You know, customer service is more critical than ever these days. I mean, how many times have we, if you go talk to your friends or your colleagues, do they start complaining about how businesses waste their time?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, you're the title of your book is so on the money, The 24-Hour Customer. What that means is that customers want to have access to you in some form or fashion, if not to buy from you. In other words, you don't have to have, it may not be essential that you have an e-commerce component, but they at least want to be able to connect with you and see what's going on, see what you have any time of the day or night, 24/7, 360. They 365. They want to have access because they can, right?
Absolutely. We are in what I would call the instant engagement age, and when we want something, we want it now. And if we have a pressing customer service concern, whether it's during the day or while we're in our slippers, we really do want to be able to engage and get our question answered. And that's really becoming something that's differentiating companies in today's economy.
Well, that's exactly right. And with one of the coolest features I've purchased in a long time, Adrienne, was when I bought my first smartphone. It's a Google Droid software and an HTC phone, and they've got something there called voice search. So wherever I am, I can speak the name of the business into that, and it'll pull up a search, a Google search of that company, and show me that company or that industry, whatever I'm looking for. And then I scroll down, and if I'm driving along looking for a restaurant or looking for a place to do this or that, I can do that search. And it'll give me the name of the companies I'm looking for, their phone numbers, their maps. I can get a map right there to the place, get directions. My wife and I, when we travel, we use this all the time.
And we're going to see a lot more of this as we move forward. And people are going to come to expect it, just as we come to expect to be able to look up things on Google, for example, in search. We're now going to be expecting those things on our phones.
Well, and you know, Adrienne, there was a time when we thought of customer service as something you did after the sale. But in today's world, as you point out in your book, The 24-Hour Customer, you may be irrelevant before you ever get to meet the customer. Because of their ability to find you or not online.
Yeah, I agree. I agree, Jim. And, you know, what's interesting is we always used to think of it, as you said, after the fact. But really, your customer service representative often can be your salespeople, helping customers to determine what it is that they really want, maybe even possibly upselling them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But, you know, but even before that, Adrienne, I'm going to keep coming back to this for a minute. Remember when you used to always make sure that your receptionist had a good voice and was friendly, and you made sure that whoever answered the door of your business, whoever met customers when they came in, was always smiled and had their shoes shined and their hair slicked back, et cetera, et cetera,
Oh,
and
yeah.
and made a good impression. Now the customers may have already ruled you out before you ever get a chance to do that. So this, my point is, we're in an era where customer service begins long before anybody meets anybody.
That is so true, Jim. You know, it's funny. How many times do we go and we check out a business or we check out a service where we go on the internet or we go on our smartphones and
Right.
look them up and check them out?
Right. That's exactly right. And the experience that they have, and as you know, as you talk about in your book, Adrian, the experience is what's becoming more important than anything else. And the experience is not just the face-to-face or the voice, it's also the online experience that they have, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And those all add up to really making it easy to work with and being able to instantly engage. And this is how, and this is the trick here. I think a lot of people, when they think customer service, they think of expensive people resources. And
Right.
there are times when we don't want to talk to a person. We just want to get an answer.
Right. That's exactly right. And small business owners have the capability to serve their customers through what's called e-customer service. And that's where people can go online and you can actually set up the ability for customers to access their own place on your website to find out how their order is coming.
Absolutely. And also, you can even interact with them
Yeah.
through social media and
Right.
other ways as well. And many of these things can be, you know, I know a lot of business owners, small business owners particularly, are saying, my goodness, you know, 24/7, I don't know if I can do that. But if you can get your systems working for you in the background, as long as you don't make it a long phone tree or a
Right.
long, you
Right.
know, a difficult process, which there are ways to set that up. You know, you can be very successful with this.
Well, Adrian, I bought things from people. They've known that I was anxious to get it, and I'd call them and I'd say, "This has my stuff come in?" And is it here yet? And they said, "Oh yeah, it came in yesterday." I said, "You have my email. Is it too hard for you to write me an email?" Well, that was not good customer service,
Yeah.
and I expected them to connect with me that way, and they didn't do it, and that had an impact on what I did next time.
Yeah, but how? But if you think about it, if that email had been hooked up to, say, their shipping system or their inventory system and
Right.
said it came in, it could have automatically fired off that email to you.
And that's what's exciting about right now, Adrian, is small business owners have access to that kind of power, don't they?
They do.
The book is called The 24-Hour Customer. The author is Adrian C. Ott, Ott. And she and I will be right back. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
No matter what the people say.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.